Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd. Wahoo! Virginia just beat Syracuse at the buzzer, sending the Orange onto the bubble, which this is what inevitably happened. Syracuse did look good. They did look good. But I always think it's funny. Well, the eye test. The eye test is like, what did you see when you saw them play? Well, okay. Well, it all depends on when you saw them play, right? Like, how was that eye test when they got beat by Duke by 14 a couple weeks ago, or by Georgia Tech, right? But I'd guess that Syracuse is probably going to go to the NCAA tournament. Even though there's nothing about their resume, you know, they didn't beat anybody out of conference. They played one tournament team in Rutgers and lost by 10. You know, they lost twice to Pittsburgh, who's not an NCAA tournament team. They did show improvement. They played Virginia early this year and lost 81-58. They just now play them in the tournament and they lose by 3. But again, context does matter. All that said, it's still a loss, and in a league where it's not a great league, you know, their lone win the entire season, their lone win against NCAA tournament teams are Virginia Tech, I guess. Virginia Tech makes it. It was Virginia Tech, and they beat Carolina once by 2 points. That's it. It's probably enough, but it's pretty flimsy resume there. Nonetheless, it's fun. It's always fun to argue back and forth because there's no locked up cinch thing of knowing exactly what should and shouldn't happen. I would say that these 2 days are actually the best basketball days. And you're like, no, it's the NCAA tournament. Like, okay, the NCAA tournament Each day there's 16 games. 16. Do you know how many games there are today, Ryan Music? You want to take a guess?
I am going to say, I'll go with 27.
27 games. Tui, do you want to hop in on that microphone and guess how many games are today?
I'm going to say closer to 35.
Okay. The total number of games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, yeah, we're in the 35 or 40 sort of variety, right? Now, Duke and Florida State were canceled earlier today, and some of the games are, you know, New Mexico State, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, you know, but you get Texas versus Texas Tech today. You get Penn State, Wisconsin today. You get conference matchups a second or a third time on a neutral site. Oklahoma, Kansas today. Indiana, Rutgers today. Nevada, Boise State. I did that game earlier this year. Came down to a last second shot. You know, Arizona State taking on Oregon today. Today and tomorrow, that's when actually there's a greater. You already had West Virginia made a three, but it was after the buzzer. They lost by three. And Virginia makes a three right before the buzzer. Maryland beats Michigan State. Like, those three games are NCAA tournament caliber games. You get twice the number of games, and you get like talent from like conferences, and you get it over two consecutive days. And next, tomorrow, is even better. But Duke's game was canceled today because a walk-on tested positive. But then again, here comes the problem. Like, is he the last Duke Blue Devil to test positive? If there's somebody else who was carrying it, did it then pass on to Louisville, who's also a bubble team, and does this eliminate them from the tournament? Yikes. Yikes. More to come on that. But, you know, later on the hour, I'll explain kind of the challenges. I think the biggest challenge this year in getting people to watch the NCAA tournament. We'll get to that upcoming. And his press conference with Dak Prescott. Here's Jerry willfully kind of giggling and admitting that he overpaid on Dak.
Most anything that I've ever been involved in that ended up being special, I overpaid for. Every time, to the end. Anytime I've tried to get a bargain, I got just that. It was a bargain in a lot of ways and not up to standard.
Well, I mean, the truth is that you got Tony Romo as an undrafted player. That was a bargain. That worked out. You got Dak Prescott as a bargain. That actually worked out. So it's not accurate. I love whoever the narrator was. Like, this is something really profound of what Jerry's saying. What's interesting about Jerry is, and look, Dak Prescott's good, you know? Is he Kirk Cousins plus? Yeah, I'm okay with that. And Kirk Cousins has shown the ability to win in New Orleans in the playoffs. The issue is that however talented you think Dak is, and however good his intangibles are, the rep is, well, Dak Prescott, he wins. He hasn't won recently. They haven't been a winning football team recently. So is he a stat guy? Is he a winner guy? Or is he just an above average quarterback who is a very good leader and very well respected, which seems what it is. And the Cowboys gleefully overpaid him. But here's something interesting, right? Here we are in this kind of, we're in this kind of post-pandemic hiring phase, I guess. And I want you to just ask yourself, you may be at work, you may be driving, you may not be, you may have taken some other job that you don't really love, but you had to get some benefits, you had to get something going. How many of your friends got laid off, got furloughed? If you're an entrepreneur, you own a business, what's the market look like? You're probably thinking to yourself, like, man, there's a lot of good people in the market and I could get them for kind of less than they're actually worth. You know, it's like one of the keys to running a business is hiring talented people and not paying them nearly as much as yet. There's no leverage. If they don't have a job, it's like, look, you can either have a job and have benefits and make a little bit less or not have a job. Or you could wait. You could do the Dak Prescott and bet on yourself, although he doesn't want to say he's betting on himself. Like, this is the same in radio and TV. I mean, I have so many friends that are out of work or they had to give back some money or they give back dates or whatever and doing things. It's happened in movies, obviously in restaurants. How many of them have closed? The landscape of the hiring world is there are really talented people out there. And because they don't have the leverage of people just going out and hiring everybody, everybody's cut back. And because of that, there's talented people, but they're willing to take less money. So how does that relate to the Dallas Cowboys? Well, the Cowboys are like the only ones that are unaffected by the fact that, you know, or try not be affected by the salary cap being lower. Look around the league. J.J. Watt, Emmanuel Sanders, both of the tackles for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Both of them. And this is going to continue to happen as guys are going to be told, hey, look, dude, you either take a massive salary cut or we'll let the market see where you go. Right? That's what happened with Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones has earned the right to be a free agent. They're not going to franchise tag him. But they're sitting there going like, look, man, the market's not very good for a running back right now. You can go check and we're going to offer you a reasonable sum of money. So with that in mind, I'm looking, I'm thinking, who is the team that is great, great at finding underpriced, valuable free agents as long as they fit into how they play? The New England Patriots, right? The Patriots, what, they win 7 games this year with one of the worst rosters in the NFL. They did it through coaching, and they also did it through smartly finding guys like, I don't think Cam Newton's very good at all. Can't throw the football. But they tried to not have him throw the football, and it worked way more than it probably should have. It just did. It's absolutely fascinating, fascinating to see what has happened. You know, what has happened? And what's going to happen in the NFL, which is going to mirror some businesses out there. There's going to be some entrepreneurs that are going to try and start some things up, and they're just going to try and get pieces together and say, like, hey, I mean, this is how The Athletic was formed, right? Writers were getting fired left and right, and The Athletic's like, hey, what if you don't have a job? We're not going to pay you what you were making, but you'll have a great outlet for your talents, and maybe we have some other revenue streams and, you know, ways of making money. And you can do other things. And what if it works? That's what the Patriots are going to do. That's frankly what they've always done. And now all of a sudden it gives them, it energizes them, it empowers them to be more of who they are, to do it more often, to go and dumpster dive, to go and find, I mean, Malcolm Butler. Yeah, it ended poorly, but you know what we're like. We know what you're about. Come play for us. It's so reasonable because that's who they are, and that completely mirrors what the rest of the business world is like, which is take advantage, if you have the money, of this crazy time, take advantage and get guys on the cheap. If you can do it, why would you do it? It benefits them because you're keeping them, you're still, they have a job. You don't have to do a long-term deal. They can go do a prove-it deal. I would guess the New England Patriots are going to reload their roster with the players that are returning, with a bunch of unsigned free agents that are going to take haircuts and are going to say, like, look, if we just have a quarterback who can throw a football, if we bring back Dante Hightower, if we bring back a couple of other guys, Julian Edelman comes back from getting hurt in his own right, we'll be fine. We won 7 games last year with probably the second worst talent in the league. Second worst talent in the league. Maybe third. Jacksonville and the Jets, the other two. If we can win 7 games then, why can't we win 10 or 11 if we load up our roster with these types of guys? If I sign a short-term deal and then I play well, then I go and sign a big deal somewhere else. This is what happens with recessions. This is what happens with pandemics. Things are bad. Cash is king, right? And the team with the third most cash under the cap is the New England Patriots. My guess is they use it to benefit them. And here Jerry Jones is he's bragging about all the things he's overpaid for. How's that worked out for you, Jerry? When was the last time you were relevant in the Super Bowl discussion? Now the juxtaposition of that is, when was the last time the Patriots were relevant in the Super Bowl discussion? Or maybe more interestingly, this was the first year since Tom Brady got hurt that they weren't relevant in the Super Bowl discussion. Okay, coming up next. Duke appears out of the NCAA tournament. How big a blow is it to college hoops? How big a blow will it be to the ratings?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game,
bro.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. We just saw Virginia beat Syracuse on a buzzer shot. This Villanova game, Villanova trails by one coming down to the wire with 4 seconds to go. Mississippi State beat Kentucky. What a miserable season for Kentucky. Georgetown ends up winning the game. So if you... Like, look, I totally understand. Like, you haven't been keeping up with college hoops. It's a weird year. Maybe you don't keep up with college hoops at all. What you should know is Colin Gillespie is the point guard for Villanova. Last week, he tore his MCL, so he's out for the year. So, in spite of the fact that Villanova's name, they've won 2 national titles recently. They're a good team, and they were in that second tier of teams you could see making a run in the NCAA tournament. Now they don't have their point guard, and... Yeah, I don't know what you do with them. I mean, I legit don't know what you do with this team who is obviously going to be completely different. They've now lost three of their last four games. Of course, they did beat Creighton, who's a good team, in their last home game. So you lose three of four, and the three teams you lost to, Butler, Providence, and Georgetown, are not NCAA tournament teams. So just remember Uncle Doug was telling you, if you see Villanova and you see a small number next to them, like there's some, don't think that means there's some awesome team, not because they wouldn't be if they didn't have their point guard, but they don't have their point guard. Jeff Goodman joins us. He works for Stadium. You can follow him on social media. He's got all the coaching news, all the NCAA news. They'll have a Selection Sunday wrap-up show, which I think I'm going to pop on. I don't know. We still got to figure that thing out, Goodman. You can call me after the show. You broke the story that Duke had a positive test. And then you also said you heard, I guess, it's a walk-on. So tell me why is Duke saying their season is over before they have a chance to even hear what the selection committee says?
Well, I think they know. I think they know. We all know, right? It's over. And you wonder if they're just trying to save Mike Krzyzewski's streak, right, at this point of NCAA tournament appearances, and they're going to try to say, well, you know, we didn't finish the ACC tournament. We might have been able to win it. Well, you weren't going to win it. We know that. You weren't good enough to win it. The streak is over at this point. It sucks that it's over this way, because I really was looking forward to seeing their game tonight and to see if they could beat Florida State. They were probably going to be on the right side of the bubble, but you and I both know we would have taken the Seminoles in that matchup.
We would have. Okay, so what happens with Louisville? Is a walk-on. So does this affect Louisville's ability to be an at-large team in the NCAA tournament?
Why would it affect Louisville's ability? Because they played them last night?
Correct.
Most of their players have already tested positive, so I don't think it's going to – listen, Louisville
– that's the thing about Louisville. Louisville's basically had herd immunity.
Yes. And they only have about four or five players that matter anyway. So as long as they have Carlique Jones, David Johnson, Samuel Williamson, and maybe a couple other dudes, they're going to be okay. And Dan Gavitt said, "Hey, if you got five guys, you can play." So I can't wait till the first game where they trot out five players for the NCAA tournament. Yeah, listen, the bottom line, can you give me your opinion on this, Doug? I'm getting crucified for putting out there that it was a walk on, according to sources.
What? Why are you getting crucified?
Crucified. Oh, I'm getting killed.
By who? By Twitter?
How can you put it out? I didn't put the name of the kid. Like, there are
how many walk-ons they have?
I don't know. I didn't check beforehand, but I thought it was relevant news that it is a walk-on, not a key player who tested positive. And I think it is relevant news.
I think it is, too, especially because now you have to ask yourself, could they have just gone out and could they have played anyway? Right? Like, was he rooming with somebody? Did they have contact tracing? Like, if it's just a walk-on, why does it matter? We do have a tent. Our freakout level is pretty high. I just don't understand why they're not. I don't understand why they're not vaccinating everybody.
My whole take was May Madness, Doug, because if you had it in May and we had pushed this whole thing back 2 months, you would have had the majority of kids, I think, vaccinated, and you would have had more than 25% fans. I think we made a mistake then. Listen, the season has gone better than I thought. We're going to have an NCAA tournament, hopefully, and it's going to go from start to finish. I just think if you had pushed it back a couple months, you would have had a much better shot now, looking at it, of having all the players vaccinated and not worrying about some of this.
I think with the amount of money that they have and that they're going to use on all these protocols, you could have fixed a lot of things if you used that money and got some of those Johnson Johnson shots and just monitored the kids for any sort of reactions and been done with it. Doug Gottlieben for Colin. This is the Herd. The other thing this time of year is the coaching moves. And, you know, last year, not a lot happened because the pandemic shut things down. And so, you know, people basically stood pat. Will there be a rush to coaching moves? Will it still be slow because schools lost so much money? What's your sense on the big boys in terms of the coaching hirings and firings?
Well, I think a school like Indiana, it's going to be a hard deal to pay out Archie Miller $10 million, right? Especially in a pandemic right now where, you know, again, you can say what you want, and I'm fine with you saying, hey, listen, I don't think Indiana's going in the right direction. I don't think the Hoosiers are going to be any better next year than they were this year. their talent level is suspect, especially on the perimeter. But it's $10 million still at the end of the day. You know, Frank Martin, South Carolina, it's $6.5 million. I think Iowa State, from my sources, they're leaning towards making a move on Steve Prohm. That's about $6 million. So I think it just depends kind of where you're at, obviously. And if you feel like next year you need a little bit of a pop, because ultimately you're not going to get any fans in the stands if you go 0-18, when you know, like Iowa State did this year in the Big 12. I think Bruce Weber gets another year, Doug. He's only owed $2 million. And remember, 2 years ago, they tied for the Big 12 title. 3 years ago, they went to the Elite Eight. So I think Bruce Weber deserves another one. DePaul, Dave Leto's done. What else haven't we covered? BC, we know, is open. Penn State.
Notre Dame.
The two guys at Penn State that you got to watch for, Dennis Gates, head coach of Cleveland State. They just got in the NCAA tournament. And Michael Shrewsbury, assistant at Purdue. He used to be an assistant for the Boston Celtics. Those are the two front runners there. Notre Dame, I'm told, could go either way. And I think it's ultimately going to be up to Mike Bray here. I think they're going to give Mike Bray the option. Hey, if you want to step down now, that's fine. If you want to go another year, and we'll see kind of if this young team is older, and that's how you've won in the past with older guys, we'll give you the choice. And if you want to go to Rehoboth Beach and retire, that's on you.
Yeah, I've heard they've already made some calls, but again, the calls don't necessarily mean they've made a move. So, I mean,
right.
You get beat by 42 points your last game of the year. It's like a yikes. You know, you almost wish the shot the night before wouldn't have fallen because they just got humiliated last night.
Yeah, I just think, again, remember, it's the AD who's been with him for a while, Shorbrick. It's not like a St. Joe's situation where they brought in a new AD who said, the hell with you, Phil Martelli. We don't care. I don't have a relationship with you. I'm just knocking you out now. I think Swarbrick is going to want to work with Mike Bray whenever he wants his exit to be. And I think Mike Bray, you and I know Mike, he's as realistic as anybody. So he's going to understand, hey, if we got no shot next year, I'm gone. I'm gone, and let's get somebody in who can get this program back. But I think secretly he still feels like they could be a team that makes the NCAA tournament next year if they keep everything intact and then add maybe another. Remember, the one-time transfer rule is coming in. So you can get bad quickly. You can also get good quickly. Things are going to change for a lot of programs really fast in this offseason.
You know, it's fascinating. Notre Dame used to not take transfers. When I was there, we weren't allowed to take transfers. And then Matt Doherty got there, and the first day on the job, he got Ryan Humphrey, who, by the way, now an assistant at Notre Dame, to transfer in. That dramatically changed, you know, his fortunes and the fortunes of Bray, even when he got there. The idea of getting one time transfer to Notre Dame, it's a little bit more tricky to get into a school of that academic reputation. So it's, I guess here's my biggest question is this. Doug Gottlieb for Colin, this is the Herd. Jeff Goodman's my guest from Stadium Sports. You and I have been doing this for a long time. We love it. We follow it. We know it. It's what we do. It's your livelihood. Are people going to watch? And I wonder, because there's never been, especially in the early games, a ton of crowds. So I still think that Thursday and Friday are still fun, but there's no Duke. There's no Kentucky.
Yep.
You know, North Carolina and Kansas. And I don't know if Michigan State gets in after losing today. You know, UCLA, I don't think they're long for the party, but they're not a huge draw. Syracuse might get in, might not get in, whatever. People watch brand names. Are people going to watch when they're not brand names?
I just feel like there's a lot of people home watching TV, period. And again, I think you're always going to be, you know, kind of warm to the brackets, right? Like, you've been doing it forever. That's what we do. Yes, are you going to be as intrigued by a Final Four that might include Gonzaga, Baylor, and, you know, two other non-blue bloods? You know, if Michigan's in there, that would help, somebody like that. But, you know, ultimately, if you're going to have four teams that aren't blue bloods, yeah, it's going to be, the ratings are going to be down. But I do feel like people are still home a lot of the time. A lot of the country still hasn't completely opened up yet. And there's still a lot of people that are general sports fans that take to the NCAA tournament and start following when they see those brackets.
Yeah, I tend to. How tricky is the bubble? And I'm in Indianapolis. Big Ten tournament's going on here.
Yeah.
Then these teams are going to come here for up to 3 weeks, really 3.5 weeks. Some are coming here this weekend. How is the bubble going to work?
You know, I talked to a coach this morning who's got to get there on Saturday, and he said, like, why are they making us come so early? You know, what are we going to do? We got a whole week. Isn't it better if we can sit on our campus and, you know, be able to enjoy Selection Sunday? And, you know, they all have their own hotel rooms. So nobody's rooming with anybody, Doug. Everybody's got their own hotel room. And basically, from what I'm told, the only way they're leaving their hotel rooms is for some sort of team-sanctioned deal, whether it's practice, a game, a shoot-around, whether it's for maybe a team meal. And they may run the guys out to, like, the ballpark one day so they can get outside. But for the most part, and the referees, same deal, Doug. Like, the refs are stuck in their hotel. They can't leave the hotel the entire time they're there. They can leave their hotel room. But, like, the coach told me this morning, he's like, all right, maybe I got to bring some games for the players. Not, you know, I don't know what they're going to bring, but, you know, they can bring some games and keep them busy, because otherwise, yeah, what are you doing the whole time?
On your phone. Same thing they're doing anyway, yeah, if they're together, yeah, right? They'll be on their phone. On their phone and playing, playing, you know, X and PS5. And
you know what Few told me he's going to bring?
What, a fishing rod or something?
Court. A pickleball court.
I said, pickleball court, solid.
Bring a pickleball court. Like,
yes,
like,
you what can.
I guess. You can put in a
what
ball
you
room?
Can't? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I guess you get a big ballroom, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're probably right. So he's going to be playing pickleball.
How hard is it going to be for Kentucky to get it back?
Well, I think if you're Cal, you're obviously super motivated right now, right? Like, I've been told over the last few years he was not grinding on the recruiting trail like he had been. And that's clear. You could see it. Now this will motivate him. However, it can motivate you all you want. The hard part is you look at the top players in next year's class, and I don't believe any of them have signed with Kentucky right now. Like, the Duke's got Paolo Banchero, who's absolutely he's terrific. Have you seen him?
Yes, saw him on TV the other night.
I think he's got some, like, Chris Webber in his game. That's who I compare him to. I've seen him a bunch in person, and he's got a little bit of Chris Webber in his game. But other than, you know, I don't know who Kentucky's getting. Maybe they get this kid Jaden Hardy, a guard out of Vegas. I don't know. I keep hearing he's going to go, you know, G League or something like that. So if Kentucky doesn't get a top 10 dude, we've seen what happens. If they get that next tier guy, didn't work out for him this year. Terrence Clark and Brandon Boston weren't very good this year, ultimately. So the other part is it's a lot harder to evaluate off tape than it is in person. In person, Cal and his staff can go, yeah, I know he's the best player. It's clear as day. I'm watching. I know 100%. Like, it's a lot harder, I think, to evaluate that stuff on tape. I think you have to be very disciplined. It's not just like going out and picking, hand-picking who you want.
Yeah, does Chet Holmgren go play in college? That's a big question.
He's going to Gonzaga. Yeah, he's going to play in college. He's boys with Jalen Suggs. He just saw what Jalen Suggs did. I'd be shocked if he doesn't go to Gonzaga. Shocked.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Like, to me, Jalen Suggs and Cade Cunningham, the type of attention that they're now getting and that they will get over the next couple weeks, to me, that is more valuable. It's always been more valuable than a couple hundred grand you're making in the G League Select.
Especially if you're going to have name, image, likeness next year. So Chet can make some money. You know, I can't wait to offer Chet a podcast on our College Hoops podcast network, the Field of 68. You know, like, I'll throw him a few bucks.
I'm sure there's going to be some sort of way in which the NCAA will keep you out of having him part of your business. I'm just telling you.
It's a good idea, though. You got to admit it's a good idea.
It is. I'm not sure why you shared it on national radio, because now everybody else of the
Somebody
podcast
is
like, that's a great... That's a great idea. You should have said patent pending.
That's right.
You know, you
got to
get
right,
him to sign. All right, here's the last thing. I love the idea of it's only being an Indy. I actually think you could shorten the tournament and it would be way better, be like a real tournament. any chance this thing sticks, that we stop doing the flying all around the world stuff. Because you could do it here, and you know where the best place on earth to do this would be?
Somewhere warmer.
Vegas.
Vegas. Vegas would be great. Although, you know what?
I know the NCAA's never played there. But look, they have a brand new dome. Okay? Yep. They have T-Mobile brand new arena. They have all the other arenas, and Thomas and Mack and MGM and all the other. They got plenty of arenas. Plenty of hotel rooms. You know, direct flights everywhere. And the weather's better. Like, it's a complete no-brainer. If you did, hey, you know, instead of punching a ticket to the dance, you're going to Vegas or you're going to Indy. You could just volley between those two sites.
You do not have to sell me at all, Doug. I am 100% in. I just don't think there's any way the NCAA would be okay with having it in Vegas. Certainly not in the next 10 years or so. I think a lot more has to change. I'm with you, though, in Indy. It's a whole lot easier. I'm going out there Tuesday, and it's going to be really nice. Usually, you know, I try to go to a different site every one of the first 4 days, and yeah. I'm too old for that crap now, but yeah. I still would try to do it, and it just knocks the hell out of you. Now I can wake up every day in the same hotel room. I'm in.
Yeah. No, listen, I went, the dome is like a block from my hotel right now, and Banker's Life is like three blocks the other way. If I caught an Uber, I'd go up to Butler. So I get three really quickly. The other ones, the West Lafayette and Bloomington, a little harder to get to, whatever. And they're an hour away, but still, like, two within walking distance and one in Uber distance is pretty amazing. You know what would change the NCAA's mind on Vegas?
Go ahead.
Somebody wrote money. A really big check. Yes.
Yeah, money. Of course. It's all money. Right. Listen, it's why they're having the tournament no matter what. That's why Dan Gavitt said, you know, even if you got five players, you're going to be allowed to play. Like, they just have to have a tournament to bring in $800+ million to the NCAA this year. No matter how it happens, they have to have it, period.
Great stuff, man. I really appreciate you joining me, and keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Doug. Thanks, man.
All right. That is the one and only Jeff Goodman. You can follow him on Twitter at Goodman Hoops. Got a very interesting best for last for you. It revolves around the second half of the NBA season. We'll share with you next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game,
bro.
Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. You think we're done? No, not so much. We saved the best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for Best for Last.
All right, I have second half predictions that are likely to go wrong, but I just thought these are the best for last. All right, here we go. Let's get after it. Second half of the NBA season predictions, right? Okay. James Harden wins the MVP. There's a, right? James Harden wins the MVP. And you're like, wait a second, his points are down. They're going to have all these other guys. But James Harden being the linchpin for the Brooklyn Nets and them taking off and having the best record in the Eastern Conference, James Harden winning the MVP. Combined with the Brooklyn Nets winning the title. And again, here's the shocker that CP3 stays healthy and takes the Suns to the NBA Finals. Whoa. Stop me if you heard this before, but the Clippers collapse again. This time not against the Lakers, instead against the Suns. Let's say they beat the Lakers and they face the Suns. Maybe took down the Jazz. Oh, you like that one. I got some others, right? The 76ers lose in the first round because one of the two, Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, doesn't finish the season because they're not healthy. Zion Williamson carries the Pelicans into the playoffs. The Knicks go on a playoff run to the Eastern Conference Finals. And LeBron James suddenly grows unhappy with Rob Pelinka because they're unable to land another star to compete. There you go. Some second half what-if predictions. Do I think they'll happen? I still don't think they're really good. I think they're not as good defensively at the rim. They got to add something. But they're probably better offensively than they've been. On the other hand, I think the Clippers are better. You know, one of the things that we're probably going to learn is that last year's season is the exception because of the bubble. And my friends that were in the bubble were like, the Clippers weren't the same. Other teams weren't the same. The Heat were better. And the Lakers got better later, especially when the Clippers collapsed. That just kind of, their eyes got big and they're like, man, no Clippers, no Bucks. We're the best team here. And they show themselves. It's a good precursor, an interesting precursor to what we could see in the NCAA tournament. Look, college kids, they're not used to staying on the road for 3 weeks, let alone four. They're just not. All of my teammates, to a man, and we're still on like a text chain, right? This is 20 years removed from my last year in college. We all believe that we would have gotten to the Final Four had we simply gone home for a couple of days. Instead of we won in Buffalo the first two rounds. Then we went to Syracuse and we're like, why would we go home? Like, we own maps. We're like, why would we go home to come back to the same place? But you're not used to it. All right, we do have some kind of breaking news here. This people are going to react to. We got a chance to get it in. David Culley is the new head coach of the Houston Texans. He just spoke a little while ago and said this about Deshaun Watson.
Feel strongly still that he will be your quarterback. And what about the quarterbacks behind him right now? What are your plans?
We are very committed to Deshaun as our quarterback. He is our quarterback. He's the only guy we got under contract at this time right now. Nick and our personnel department are in the process of looking at other guys out there right now, and we're going through that process daily, and we're continue to do that.
So I guess like we're going to parse words. He said right now, but he was asked about other quarterbacks behind him. I'm not alone here in thinking if we're going to sit there and go, and there's the Huddle and Flow podcast where he said he's our quarterback, you know, but you ask the guy like, what about the other quarterbacks behind him? You know? And he's like, well, right now he's the only guy under contract. Ryan Music, did you hear something that actually, let's ask Greg Tuohy, our resident Texans analyst.
So yeah, there were two things there. He said the right now, he's our quarterback right now on the podcast with Jim Trotter and Steve Weiss. About 30 minutes later, he spoke to the local media and national media. And apparently somebody from the team told him, don't say right now. So he completely changed his verbiage on that and said he's our quarterback. So clearly there's something going on.
He couldn't have misspoke?
Absolutely did not misspoke. No.
What do you mean?
No, I
he's never been a head coach. Have you ever heard David Culley in front of a microphone ever before in your life?
I didn't even know who he was until he
took Nobody the did. Nobody did. Nobody did. That's like the name of the hey, you want to be a head coach? Like, me? Yeah, you. Okay. Sure. Right? Right? He was surprised to get an interview. Like, yeah, you know, we kind of like you.
The way he said, no, but see, I heard the sound from the actual podcast when he's joking, but he's very firm when he says right now. He's our quarterback right now, and he pauses. Like, he knows what he said. He didn't just misspeak, I promise you. So I think they've been having discussions about it, and I think that was his way. I think he's close with those two guys, and he felt like he could sort of just, hey, he's our guy right now. And then they heard that, and they go, whoa, you can't say that because we don't want people to know that we've been actually talking about it because we've said we weren't taking calls.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I don't like the idea of trading him. I think it's a terrible, terrible look. Terrible look. Because now what contract do they have that's worth the paper that's printed on? Especially one that pays a guy 3 years up front. Right? That said, probably the smart in the – what's the smartest thing for the franchise would be to just fleece somebody on a deal. Fleece them. And you'll be better off if you get just a home run deal and if you can get a Garoppolo or somebody who's a reasonably decent quarterback. But he did say we're very committed to Deshaun as our quarterback, and he is our quarterback. So I got to listen to the podcast to tell you what I think. I haven't heard it. How long is that cut? Let me hear that cut one more time. Let's let the world decide. This is what everybody's going to talk about.
Feel strongly still that he will be your quarterback. And what about the quarterbacks behind him right now? What are your plans?
We are very committed to Deshaun as our quarterback. He is our quarterback.
I guess the question was right now. All right, you decide, you listen, keep it right here. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot.
Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.